Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
Said it for years. Guys fall into one of two categories, and I think Mo is going to prove that to us here in a second. You got guys that think every woman is hitting on them, and you've got guys that have no idea when a woman is hitting on them.
I was super confused. Till this moment, I have no idea if this woman was hitting on me or not. She even answered if she was hitting on me or not, and I still don't know if she was hitting on me or not. And I just wonder, right, as a man, we don't get hit on as much as women, obviously, so I don't know, like, how I'm supposed to respond in a situation like this. And I am curious to what you would like for your man to do if you were in a relationship with him. So I go out with my dude. It's just him and I. We're sitting at a bar having a couple drinks, celebrating life. And eventually, a woman comes in. She's by herself, and she sits in the seat next to me. So I'm in the middle. My dude is on my right. She's on my left. Not thinking anything of it at first.
I need to know more about that. Are there other chairs available on the left side of the bar? She specifically sits right next to you. And has she seen what you look like yet?
I don't know if she saw what I looked like. She probably did. I would imagine she did, but it was the only available seat.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was the only seat left. And we're at the edge of the bar in kind of that seat that no one really wants to sit in because you kind of can't see the TV and you're at the edge of the bar. She sits there.
Okay.
So the first interaction came when I said something to my dude. I don't remember what we were talking about, but whatever we were talking about, I remember making a point that was different than his point. And I was like, I don't think that's right. I think you should look at it like this. And whatever I said, she heard it and she chimed in and said, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think that's funny and I think you're right. Like, I guess she wanted to let it be known that she felt like my dude should listen to me.
Okay.
Which I agree with her. And that was it. And I was like, okay, I appreciate you. Thank you.
I mean, sometimes people, when you're sitting at a bar, you kind of become, there's like a little bit of camaraderie that can happen there. And just platonic conversation can very much arise at a bar. If that's like a one-off, if it's a one-off, interjecting yourself into somebody else's conversation one time, I think is totally fine. But if this is about to lead somewhere else, I think she has ulterior motives.
Now, at this point, if I'm in your situation, I'm probably humping her leg.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
That escalated.
It is the 9 a.m. hour.
Well, see, this is the thing, though, right? In this situation, I'm already confused because I don't want to be rude, right? So I want to respond and say thank you and I appreciate it. But I also don't really want to give off that I'm interested in this going further. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I don't want to be the person that's like, hey, I'm taken. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, right. No one asked you that, right? So it's like, I don't know what to do. So I responded. I was polite, but I was short. I don't think it was open-ended, right? And then I kind of felt that my dude was kind of looking at me like almost like it was rude. And I don't think I was rude. I just didn't really open my body up toward her for more conversation as he would have done, because that's the kind of guy he is. So, but a part of me did feel like I was being rude, even though I felt like I wasn't, right?
Now, just so I get his mentality, is the guy that you're hanging with a single dude?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, right. and he's just a talker. He just loves to talk. He loves to meet people and talk. That's his thing.
Or he might have been bummed. Maybe he wanted to talk to this girl. And if you're like, no, don't talk to me. It's a guy's day. He might have felt some type of way about that. That
like you were C-blocking him or something.
Yeah.
No, he would have said it. Yeah, he would have said, let's switch seats. And I would have said, no problem. He had his eyes on something else in there.
Oh, okay.
So at that point, we continue on with our conversation. And I'm thinking, okay, that's the end of it. And then I hear her say, now, mind you, the way I'm sitting, I'm more so positioned towards him. So I kind of have to turn myself when she says something to me.
You kind of have like a half back to her.
Exactly. And so she eventually says, are you wearing something? She guessed. She tried to guess what my cologne was. She said, are you wearing blank, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then see, now I'm a little more confused. Mm-hmm. So I turned around and I was like, no, that's not what I'm wearing. I'm wearing something else. Mm-hmm. And then I answer her. And then she's like, oh, okay. It smells really, really good on you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now it's still, you're like on the fence about her hitting on you?
So, yeah. So then I'm like, thank you. You know, I appreciate it. So
that's when you could have said, my girlfriend got it for me for whatever.
See, and that's exactly what my girl said I should have done.
That's a perfect, she gave you the perfect open. Be like, oh yeah, no, it's blah, blah, blah. My girlfriend got it for me for my birthday.
Your girlfriend's better than me. I would have told you to throw a drink on her.
Stay away from my man.
So I still at this point felt a little cringy bringing up my girlfriend because I don't know. I just don't want to do it too soon because then you just seem like the weirdo who thinks everyone's trying to hit on you when they're not.
I get that.
You know, so I was.
But why do you care? You're never going to see this girl again.
I don't know. That's a big part of my problem.
It's a people-pleasing thing. Like, yeah. You don't want to just be mean to this woman for no reason who's just trying to be nice, even though I definitely think she's flirting with you.
She's 1,000. When she mentions the cologne and that's like a scent and like, that it's so obvious what she's doing.
So maybe she was trying to throw me off the scent, per se.
Uh-huh.
When the third interaction we had was literally, I go back to the conversation and then I hear her chime in again. And she says, I just want to make it clear that I'm not hitting on you. And
she said that.
She says this.
Okay.
So I was like, I didn't know what to say to that. I'm like, oh, nah, I didn't think you were. It's all good. I wasn't thinking about it.
She starts swinging in the other direction. She's like, I'm not even attracted to you a little bit.
That's what I felt was happening.
I think you're very below average looking.
Yeah. I feel like she started. Not even cute, homie.
You smell great, but your face.
Yeah, I think she was backtracking when she realized like this wasn't going to happen for her. She's like, oh, I better set up this smoke screen of me not being attracted to you at all.
This is like a comedy of errors. Yeah.
So at that point, I'm like, oh, okay, you weren't hitting on me. Got it. Thank you. And then I go back to my conversation. And then at that point, she just gets up and leaves.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, so my dude is like, do you think you were rude? And I was like, I don't know how I was supposed to handle it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway. You're never going to see her again. So it doesn't matter if she's interpreting it as rude or not.
Okay. But as women, y'all feel like I should have shut that down on the second question.
I think you handled it perfectly fine. I think what you did, like, I don't think you were rude. I think you engaged just the right amount. And then she took it however way. I literally think she came up and she sat there, even though that was the only seat open. She tried to engage in conversation with you because she was like feeling stuff out. And then after the cologne conversation, when that didn't go anywhere, I think she felt a way about herself. And so in order to make herself feel better, she needed to proclaim that she was not hitting on you. And then that's when she bounced.
You just hurt her feelings.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, she's probably never going to approach a guy ever again.
It's all your fault,
man.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.